This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I do.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 727.5, down 4.5. May wheat now trading at 735.5, down 4. March corn now trading at 690.25, down 6. May corn trading at 689, that's down 6.5. March soybeans trading at 14.12¾, down 8. May beans trading at 14.01¾, down 7¾. The overnight crude oil market, 14 cents higher at 97.65. The Brent crude, a penny lower at 118.65. The April gold contract, $2.20 lower at $1,647.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.127 lower at 79.979. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended at 732, down 9.5. May wheat ended at 739.5, down 9¾. July wheat ended at 741¼, down 9.5. March corn yesterday ended at 696¼, down 6. May corn ended at 695.5, down 6. July corn ended at 687, down a nickel. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.20¾, down 10¾. May beans ended at 14.09½, down 7¾. July beans ended at 14.01, down 6. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 410.30, down 27. May meal ended at 409.50, down 21. July meal ended at 404.90, down 19. March soybean oil ended the day at 51.10, down 14. May oil ended at 51.54, down 13. July oil, 51.85, down 12. March oats yesterday ended at 377¾, down 3¼. May oats ended at 369¾, down 2¾. The cash grain report not available to us on this Wednesday morning, so we'll continue with the livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. February hogs closed at 87.25, up 35. April hogs ended at $86, down 37 cents. May hogs ended at 93.30, down a quarter. February cattle yesterday ended at 126.05, down 82. April cattle 129.95, down 40. June cattle ended at 125.67, down 30. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 143.25, down $1.55. April feeders 147.15, down 147. May feeders ended at $150.05. That was down $1.20. The cash livestock report also unavailable to us on this Wednesday morning. Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 155 and a half unchanged. For block cheese, 166 up 1. For barrel cheese, 158 up 2. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, 1725. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 705. For March, 712. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, 697. And for March, 704. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, 1431. And for March, 1423. Wheat delivered to Scottville, 736. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 705, corn at Scottville, 697, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1431, wheat at Scottville, 736. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning. Brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar showing scattered light showers, perhaps some light snow south of I-70 moving slowly to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Our local weather forecast for today across mid-Illinois calling for sunny skies, high temperatures today in the upper 40s and light west winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, the high in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature 33 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Looking for residential, commercial, or agricultural doors? There's only one place to call. Midwest Garage Door Company, the only LiftMaster Pro Vantage dealer with IDEA-certified technicians in the area. On a budget? No worries. Midwest Garage Door Company has options for every budget and believes in getting the job done right the first time. At Midwest Garage Door Company, we stand behind our doors. Visit MidwestGarageDoor.com or call 625-4033.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. He commented on the supply and demand report released Friday by the Department of Agriculture. It contained a projected increase in corn ending stocks of about 30 million bushel. Arlen explained what that might mean.
We look at the USDA numbers. It did raise ending stocks estimate, and that was more than what was projected by the average trade survey, but really it was pretty much in line with what traders feared might happen. We just didn't get anything bullish or supportive to turn things around. We're continuing to see sluggish exports and ethanol usage. USDA really didn't make any changes there to speak of, and the trade still expects that, and I still expect that as well. I would anticipate that any reduction in feed and ethanol, in exports and ethanol usage should be offset by feed usage. But USDA has only changed feed usage in its February report once in the last 18 years. And so it's very possible that USDA knows stocks are so tight that they're going to wait to make those adjustments until they can adjust their feed usage in March or April. The bottom line is trade saw nothing to change the current trend, and the current trend is down.
I saw a few reports a few weeks ago about cattle and hogs that the numbers, like the calf crop was one of the lowest in many years, and they're not farrowing as many pigs as they have been in the past. That would account for some of that, wouldn't it?
To some extent, although feed usage remains strong, we are seeing a little bit of slowdown. Most of the slowdown has happened in the ethanol and in the exports. As we look at the numbers overall, all cattle numbers are down about 2%. The size of the cow herd itself, talking the beef cow herd, is down about 3%. Much of this is due to the drought we've seen the last couple of years. So it's going to take some time to rebuild the cattle herd, and that's going to hurt the feed usage on the cattle side. But when we look at the quarterly hogs and pigs report numbers, the latest, it's really showing that overall hogs and pigs numbers, we have not culled the herd, and we're increasing weights, basically. And so we're maintaining a constant on the pork, and we're increasing poultry. So as beef numbers go down, we're starting to compensate for meat demand with poultry and pork. The problem is that prices for those meats are getting to a level now, and consumer sentiment is so weak that the consumer is not willing to buy as many steaks. Since the first of the year, the payroll taxes have gone up, their paychecks are smaller, gasoline prices have gone up, they have less money to spend, and they're choosing to spend less money, therefore, on steaks and the higher cuts of meat, and that's hurting the meat complex, which in turn does tend to have inflict some pain then on the feed grain markets.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Yesterday, we talked to Mark Miller of Manel Milling at Mount Olive. We asked him about the Illinois Wheat Association Forum held Monday in Mount Vernon. Mark gave us his impression of the forum.
Well, Randy, I thought it was a really nice forum, a very good attendance, I thought. I don't know what the actual number was, but there were a lot of people there. They had to bring in some extra tables and chairs, and I thought the speakers did a really nice job.
Mark also took a windshield survey of some wheat fields on his trip to the forum, and he talked about that.
I saw quite a few fields on the way down there, and I drove down 64 to get there. There was quite a few wheat fields that I saw. They all look really pretty good right now. I was surprised, I guess, a little bit to see some water sitting in some of the fields, not only wheat fields but other fields, so they must have had a fairly nice rain event here recently because there was some water sitting.
Finally, he talked about what he looks for in this summer's harvest.
You know, it's been kind of a mild winter. We haven't had a lot of snow cover. That always concerns me a little bit. I'd rather see some snow on it. I'm always a little bit nervous about the freeze and thaw events that we have. We haven't had a really hard freeze, I don't think, so I'm still optimistic about it, and I think it's in pretty decent shape right now.
What were some of the potential problems from the lack of a freeze-thaw cycle that we've had this winter?
Well, I think it's more to me that we lose some of it by heaving, and that we freeze some of those crowns that maybe we lose them because we've had some freeze, and then we get really warm weather. So that concerns me more than I think we're going to be fine on the coming out of dormancy. But it's that freeze and thaw cycle that, you know, we lose some crowns that push them out of ground. That's what concerns me the most right now.
Which means that'll hurt yield or test weight or?
Well, I think it'll hurt yield. Yeah, I think you know anytime you lose some plants out there, your yield's going to suffer a little bit.
And that was Mark Miller of Manel Milling in Mount Olive. Despite trade barriers and tough economic conditions around the world, the value of United States meat exports set records in 2012. Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation talked to the Federation's Vice President for Marketing, Dan Hallstrom, and he went over the figures.
On pork, we came in with a value of $6.3 billion, which is up about 3% from the previous year. Pork volume was also a record at 2.26 million metric tons. A few things stand out. Number one, Mexico on pork had just absolutely a monster year. Really, we had all sectors on the pork side doing well. Retail, further processing, and even food service. The largest value market on pork continues to be Japan. Value-added chill program that we've been working on, and it has had a lot of growth. We have had some challenges in Japan, so the fact that we have $2 billion in sales and we had a few challenges on top of that, hopefully we'll have some upside going into next year.
Hallstrom notes that despite lower volumes, beef exports also set a new value record at $5.51 billion and offers a look at the year ahead.
Canada was our largest value market in 2012 at $1.2 billion. We'll continue to focus on that. But really the story on the beef side is Japan, second largest value market in 2012, at a little over $1 billion in sales. And with the recent announcement of going to 30 months of age, we're seeing pretty good growth for 2013 in Japan to the tune of 40 to 45%. So there's a lot of successes and a lot of reasons for optimism. We do have challenges in certain regions. Russia is probably the best example. We had a pretty good year on both beef and pork. But as of February 11th, we are currently out of the Russian market, dispute with the Russians in regards to ractopamine. We have work to do there. And of course, the other big thing that we have to focus on in 2013 is getting access of U.S. beef into China. So not everything is perfect. We still have things to work on. But I'd say overall, the outlook for 2013 is good.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Shealy.
At the conclusion of the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show, Scott George of Wyoming was officially elected to succeed J.D. Alexander as the NCBA president. Bob McCann of Texas is the new president-elect, and the new vice president is Don Pemberton of Kentucky. George says the opportunities for U.S. cattlemen and women are boundless, but he says it takes everyone working together toward the goal of being successful and providing consumers with the world's safest, highest quality supply of beef. George is looking forward to seeing what the year will bring for the cattle industry. He says there will always be challenges, from the drought to educating elected officials and consumers about the industry, to continuing to ensure beef remains an affordable, nutritious choice for families to put on their dinner tables. But like the challenges of the past, George says the beef industry will overcome hurdles, succeed, and move forward. The National Cattlemen's Beef Board elected a new officer team in Tampa on Saturday. Weldon Wynn of Arkansas was unanimously elected to serve as the CBB chairman for the coming year. Kim Brackett of Idaho will serve as vice chairman, and Jimmy Maxey of California will fill the position of secretary treasurer. Members were also elected to serve on the Cattlemen's Beef Board Executive Committee and to fill the CBB seats on the Beef Promotion and Operating Committee. For 2013, after adjusting for inflation, the United States Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service is expecting the highest net farm income in four decades. The 2013 net farm income forecast is $128.2 billion, up nearly 14% from 2012's revised forecast of $112.8 billion. Net cash income is projected to decline nearly 9% from 2012, and expenses are expected to be the highest on record at $353 billion. According to the ERS, a return to trend yields would lead to a record crop production levels and result in substantial year-end crop inventories, leading to higher net farm income. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack called the forecast another positive testament to the resilience and productivity of U.S. farmers and ranchers. Secretary of State John Kerry recently told reporters that action on the Keystone XL oil pipeline may be near. He said the permitting process for the proposed pipeline will be open and transparent, and expressed hope that an announcement could be made soon. Secretary Kerry met with Canadian Foreign Minister John Baird Friday. Baird is hopeful a decision will be made midway through the year. According to Mr. Baird, he and Kerry talked about making a science-based decision. TransCanada provided a revised application, which will be the basis of a new environmental impact statement from the State Department that will trigger a public comment period. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 724 and three quarter, down 7 1/4. May wheat trading at 732 and a half, down 7. March corn now trading at 689, down 7 1/4. May corn trading at 687 and 3 quarter, down 7 and 3 quarter. March soybeans trading at 1410, down 10 and 3 quarter. May beans trading at 1399, down 10.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.